7:49 p.m. Monday, May 13th, 2024, episode number 1022 of Yeah, Dude. My name is Jonathan, and this is Seth. Hello, Seth.
Hello, Jonathan. Thank you for embarking on this journey with me. Episode 1022, Yeah, Dude, started in February of 2006. It's now May of 2024. Woo! You know, we done seen it. Can I say that?
The
legally, can I say we done seen it?
Yeah, I believe so. At this point, I think we're allowed to.
I'm gonna ask you if you've seen some things. Do you know anything about HPPD?
I don't think so.
Hallucinogen persisting perception disorder. Hottest thing in town.
So is this
HPPD is
permavisuals?
Okay, lasting or persistent visual hallucinations or perceptual distortions after using drugs. But there was no, I mean, there were people in this that had used drugs recently, like just dropped. And then there's people that did drugs like a long time ago.
And they all have this.
They're saying they have this, but they're talking about snow and floaters and like, I mean, who's to tell that that fucking mushroom trip I took
is to blame for these
50-year-old man eyes floaters.
That's a fair point.
I mean, I didn't think about it until this article. It was like, do I have HPPD?
Definitely do.
It's the moment right now. HPPD, the moment.
HPPD is mother.
His mother. HPPD?
But wait, what is it? What if it's just a little bit more clearer of what really is, what reality really looks like? What if
just a more just like
this is, you're just getting this visual alteration is actually
is it
a more
an alteration
correct,
or is it a more correct distillation of the truth? I have some literature in the van, like you to read.
Drop, eat this.
Let's eat this in the van.
What do you say?
What do you say about that? HPPD is mother, he said.
Not HPPV.
Not HPV.
Or not HTTP.
This is not a Gardasil situation. This is hallucinogen persisting perception disorder. I don't know. Some of these people in the article, I believed, and some were
like
so dramatic.
Hippies trying to get out of work.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't make it.
I can't see it.
Is it snowing out? No.
I can't even tell what you
can't
what
tell
it is.
What's going on.
I think it was that acid I dropped 15 years ago.
It could be. Woodstock 294, anything. I can, all I got to do in any situation, if I'm pulled over, it's very easy for me to get out of the ticket. I blink and I just say, Woodstock 2.
Is it snowing?
Not the rape one in 99. And law enforcement officer legally has to say,
go home.
Go home, sir.
Drive straight home. Through the snow.
Through the snow in the desert.
New research published in the journal Communications Psychology has found that people are just as hesitant to reach out to an old friend as they are to strike up a conversation with a complete stranger. Among 2,500 participants in the study, 90% or roughly 2,250 of the people said that they had lost touch with someone.
Happens.
That they still care and think about. However, even when participants in the study wanted to reconnect and thought the friend would be appreciative and had their contact information and were given time to draft and send a message, only 28% of the people actually followed through.
Really
and
did
sent
it. You know, I'm going to, let me just get to that.
Let me sit on that.
Jeopardy Masters. I'm going to watch that first. Let me skip the leaderboard. This was reaching out to an old friend as opposed to striking up a conversation with a complete fucking stranger? I mean, it's an old homie.
Or an old flame.
Or an old flame.
Well, that's...
Bong more- rips. We're talking old school. Shared films together. Park dates. Maybe a baseball game, sat in the bleachers in some stadium.
We did bong rips together.
We did bong rips together.
You remember?
Do you remember?
I think about you a lot.
I gave you that copy of the book.
You remember the book?
It was dog-eared for your pleasure. Okay. You got a friend. They give you time to draft. You take your quill pen and draft up. You've got the contact info.
Well,
you
frames the up a lot. I think
you think the person want. Oh, this person would love to hear from me.
I think what it is that the more time you're given in that, almost like draft, yeah, I want to. Of course, I want to.
I would love to reach out.
And then you start remembering like maybe why you lost contact in the first place, or why you allowed contact to lessen.
But even so, this person, you're under the impression if you reached out to this person would be like
appreciative,
awesome. Appreciative.
Well, if they would be appreciative, that means also you feel guilty because you actually maybe have something to apologize for.
Yes.
They'd be appreciative because they're like, I wonder why you stopped talking to me. Why did you never reach out?
Finally drafted the apology email.
Still owe me $75.
Had this AOL account for years. Caught that foul ball, took it away from me at the game.
I'm trying to think of times that I...
Is there anybody that you think you should reach out to?
A ton of people.
12 people?
I mean, there's not a ton of people. A handful of people that I've definitely think about.
Really?
That if it was a little bit easier, but I would actually say that in all of these cases, I have done some due diligence to make sure that they're not like available on social media.
Yeah.
Like I would have to go through, I would have to go through other people and channels to try to find these people.
I have to DM this person, to this person.
And I'm maybe not prepared to do that, especially when I don't have really any business with them. I'm just sort of like
$75 to so many people.
You know, after you owe somebody money for so,
so long with
like,
interest,
it's a lot to
it really,
you know,
like shit. So what's that? Much money is it now? Yikes. Oh, I signed a document.
Where is that?
You have that. DocuSign.
Laminated
DocuSign before it even was a thing. Okay, I'll get you that.
So I just...
Let me just sell you that.
I think we maybe...
We need to reach back out to people. You know.
Well, I think you're...
There's nobody I've lost contact with because I'm just straight in contact. I would never hesitate.
You would never hesitate, nor would you. Yeah, I don't think. My thing is that there's a. I would think that I would hope that that there's a belief that if you need to find me, you probably could.
Oh, yeah.
And if.
I shouldn't say that because if someone's listening and I haven't reached out to them, they're going to think that I've actively chosen not to. They're like, he's saying that he's all about it, but where's that $75?
I wonder though, I've been thinking a lot about why it is, and this changes from relationship to relationship, I think, not individual to individual.
Friends and lovers?
Yes, but that there's always... that the responsibilities of the relationship or the maintenance of the relationship more often, I think, tend to fall on one person or the other. And I don't necessarily even think that that is inherently dysfunctional, but it obviously...
You have found in your experience, one person keeps the party going a little bit more than the other.
And that might just be in that person's nature to be able to do that. And it maybe take less... from them than it might take from the other, something like that. But regardless, it's like, where does that responsibility end if that individual were to completely stop pursuing it?
The one that's keeping it going.
If the other does not pick up on that.
Pick that phone up or do anything.
Or yeah, anything. I mean,
canceling all the time.
I think maybe, I don't know. It's hard for people just to say like,
I need less or want more of a person and not feel like that's goes beyond the scope of friendship. But I don't think that that's obviously not true. I don't think for people that I consider closest to me, I mean, they can ask me just about anything and I'll do my best and vice versa. I would assume that those people are there for me. But I think in general, like if it's just attention and time, how comfortable, you know, I would be with maybe saying like, hey, Amir, like I want you more proactive about our friendship. I want you to reach out to me more.
Are you hearing this,
Amir? No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm gonna avoid saying that, even if I feel that way.
Even if like you have his contact
even
information.
Even if it's true and I have his contact information, I've drafted a few emails and I'm sure you'd be appreciative.
He would
even
love
just-
it. He'd be like, Jonathan, who? Remember him. Jugger. Wonderful project.
Fun times. Wonderful I remember. Project. Yes, how are you? How have
yes,
you been?
You've been well.
Yes, I
and
see.
Music? What are
podcasting?
You
what is this?
The podcasting? How's the other one? The older one. Give him my best.
But like, yeah, like
it's tough.
It's
Maybe
hard
it's
to
tough.
Like, it's, but so I don't know. It people are fucked up, man. I mean,
it's tough. All relationships, friends and lovers.
But if you are,
I say draft it.
If you
go for it,
draft it one, but two, if you are digitally spying on the said person in some capacity and still are avoiding the contact, I would say that you are.
You need help. You need therapy.
You should just deal with
deal
it.
Deal the kind of therapy.
Just reach.
I say this
meet
summer.
Meet it head on.
This summer is.
What is that?
Hot rekindling summer.
Well,
they told me it's going to be the NOAA, National Oceanic something or other, said it's going to be. You thought it was hot last summer? This summer. It's going to make last year look like winter.
Well, that's
last
not good.
Summer look like
don't,
winter.
That and don't bode well
be,
for me.
Yeah, it's going to be hot this summer. All the way. All the way from here to here. On the Utah-Idaho border is a town in Utah, Lewiston, Utah. It's right there on the border of Idaho and Utah, which I bet you could probably see some shit there, I bet. I bet if you're on the border there, you might see some stuff. I don't know. You tell me what you think it might be.
Like what kind of stuff?
I could be...
Like smuggling?
No. Well, I bet you could get some smuggling or on a major highway, but I bet you'd get some more enclaves of people. Could be offshoot Mormon, could be offshoot Americans with their own ideas.
Of freedom.
Of freedom! I bet. Just saying. More so
free
than you
thinkers,
would in like, yeah, Santa Monica.
Different
maybe.
Types of free thinking
different
communities.
Type of free thinking American people.
Out there.
Officials are investigating the cause of a massive fire at Oakdale Egg Farms that killed 120,000 chickens.
Oui-bi.
120,000 chickens. Sounds like this. Help. The building's on fire. But it's louder, I bet, and it's amplified by 120,000. I think chickens get loud when they wanna.
I don't.
Right?
I would think.
Doesn't any living thing in distress get loud?
It has the ability to.
It has the ability to. Some might not, but I bet you would.
If you could.
If you could, and you shall, and they did. And if you multiply that by 120,000, you're going to hear that in your enclave. You're going to hear that
interstate
when you're
enclave.
Cleaning your interstate
your border,
like,
border,
rifle.
Border town.
Jason Wynn, the fire marshal for the county, said, quote, big fire. We haven't seen a fire like this in a very long time. I feel for Oakdale Farms. A lot of money got burned up today. Totally. A lot of money got burned up today. Chickens as well, 120,000 to be exact. But the money, I mean, yeah. If 120,000 chickens went up, that's at least $120,000 went up, right?
At least a dollar a chicken.
Dollar a chicken? They got to be worth that much, you'd think. I mean, if they're not, we really got to rethink things. Oh, they're about 63 cents a chicken. Oh, no. Yeah, that's what we got them at about 29 cents a chicken.
We value them.
We value them at about 31 cents a scream. That's it.
It's like,
it's a wild number. 120,000. So many omelets screaming at the top of their lungs. Again, sounds something like this.
Help.
Hey. But louder.
Let us out.
Multiply. Yeah. What are we doing in here? Hey, I think there's a fire. But they can't say it. But it's a lot. And a lot of money went up that day. It's true, though.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking Oakdale Farms got it. That was a vicious blow for them.
Tough one. So what is
but a building with that is a big building. That's a bit. He said
large structure.
Jonathan, to put 120,000. I mean, oh, as a chicken, about. You know, I mean, that's like 120,000 footballs in a building. Would be like, this is a substantial building.
Yeah.
To house these footballs.
These living.
These football. Living footballs.
No longer living.
No longer living. Rawhide. Kind of hide footballs. I'd scream though. If I saw 120,000 footballs on in a building, I would be fucking screaming.
Get them out of there.
Get them out of there. Those are fucking footballs.
Go long.
Go
long. Go long. We got to get them out.
We'd lose my shit. 120,000 brand new footballs.
Like gunning them out of them like a like flaming warehouse. Running one through, after the
let
other.
Me just get one.
Just throwing bombs.
The horror. But that's a loud building. The crackle of the fire. The screams of the 120,000. I don't know what they do. Maybe they're just like, ah, fuck.
I don't know.
This, they're just like, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean.
Oh, this sucks.
You don't think there was any.
You don't
any...
think they say like, oh, fuck, I think there's a fucking fire in here.
I mean, technically. No, there's no. There's no redeeming. Quality, I guess, to the whole.
They just say to each other, like, this is it. I mean, we can't get out of here. You know? It's not like we're footballs and they'd come fucking save us. If they're probably like, if we were fucking footballs,
right now,
dudes would come running from everywhere,
grabbing us,
grabbing them and throwing them along, as he said.
So Seth and I have, well, we don't know what this is about, but I mean, we do. I know a little bit about it. There's a few different, what are these? AI-enabled haptic devices that are hitting the market. Smart devices. There's a company called Humane. They have the AI pin. That was the first one I sort of saw.
Oh, like a little wearable.
A wearable.
I like it's something, yeah, it's, you know. Lapel
that also does projection onto your palm for reading. So it sits
reading. What are you reading?
Whatever your news feeds, anything you tell it.
Does it do video?
I don't think so.
Because you could watch a certain kind of video right there.
I see.
I'm going to work now.
You're talking about
yeah,
like a how-to,
well, what the
like
fuck, the fuck?
Tutorial.
I just don't understand. You're watching something on your hand, and if everything in technology goes there, then it's just be like, I project it right on my hand, and then I wrap my dick with that projection.
Yeah,
can you fuck your projector? I can. Humane AI. Zink, 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 zink. Fuck, man. Jesus, it's a wearable. What do you mean?
It's a fuckable.
My fuckable. Hologramic projection right into my palm. Kissing.
Rabbit makes the R1 handheld.
It's the handheld. That's a little bit more substantial.
Yeah, it's sort of what? It's sort of a smartphone minus the phone almost kind of vibe.
My kind of thing.
Apple will be having in the new iOS 18 upgrade, ChatGPT will be enabled within the...
Put it right on there.
In other sort of AI-enabled news, Limitless is a wearable, but slightly different.
Okay.
It's beyond your mind's limitations, an unfairly affordable luxury at $99. Oh. I actually don't even, yeah, it says AI enabled, which I that's also probably like as usable of a term as like organic, yeah. you know, like locally sourced or whatever. I mean, they're probably, an all hearing gadget is here to capture everything you say at work, said Nate Berg in Fast Company. The Limitless pendant looks like a cross between a clamshell and a pair of castanets and something that you might use to seal a bag of chips. Huh? It's fitted with an array of microphones, It's got a battery. It holds 100 hours of life. The microphone sends recordings to a secure, encrypted, and AI-enabled place in the cloud. So unlike a traditional audio recorder, Limitless automatically transcribes all audio recordings and then places them into a deep archive of searchable information. To keep track of all conversations, the AI will also outline the major takeaways from said audio.
The juiciest G?
The juiciest T collected. And G.
Wow.
That was spilled and or collected.
Yes, illegally.
The AI will also outline big takeaways from what it heard. An LED light will be the only subtle cue that you are being illegally recorded without your consent.
What is it?
That lets people nearby know that the device is on and listening.
So you wear it or it's on you?
Yeah,
or?
It looks almost like a lapel mic, I would say, would be the closest version. It's maybe slightly larger. But
so if you could just, you got to get some, you got to
duct tape.
Greek
the LED.
Get over the LED, and then you're just like, and that body was buried where?
Yeah.
That's so exactly crazy. Right. Over lunch the other day, when we had that stir fry,
the you body mentioned talk.
The body talk about the burying. And could you repeat the body talk again? Please. Let me just cover this. So I have this device. I am walking around surreptitiously for 100 hours. Everything that I say and said around me or heard is recorded. And it goes somewhere.
Analyzed. And allows you to go back home and then say,
like,
play back every time a girl talked to me.
Every time. Today. And then it would be one voice saying, move it.
Giving you a parking ticket.
Yeah. Shit, that's all I got today, huh?
No,
all
right. Yeah. I mean, you could essentially go through it. Yeah, I mean, there's a million uses for it, but I mean, what they're
all
saying
is they have to be all bad.
No, that one's for recording your
screenwriters.
Screenwriters and stuff.
Just so they get the good, I don't want real dialogue, overheard. You know, it's one of those blogs that like overheard in LA. He said what?
Yeah, essentially.
So but you have 100
hours. There's nothing.
People probably could do, they're probably doing it with their phones
they've
now.
They've been doing it since the 1960s. Since
so you have to assume if you, I guess not even, make sure your partner is on your side. Because if your partner's not on your side, your partner's already got all of it.
Oh, it's been.
If you have a nervous feeling about things you've done in your life and your partner is not 100% on your side, and how would you ever know? You're done fucked already.
I mean, the only way is to have
get it
equal
back
amount
them.
Of ammo
yeah, so
on
if
your
if you had a humane, it was a humane versus limitless for who has the most fucking AI.
Haptic
fucking juicy G.
Haptic G.
Oh, HJG, haptic juicy G. But other than that, when you leave the house, you are being
recorded. I mean, that's the other
thing. You're being recorded, like, you know that, and now you have to know that
the
audio's tight, too.
But so I would say that's the thing about it, is that we all are under the idea that there is a camera and or a microphone within
the
distance. That what? No, okay, well, they
gotta remember that.
They're like, bizarro, and like they have to remember that it is like, there's not one camera on you.
Yeah.
There are four cameras on you.
Okay.
Moreover— So there's that. So, but now we've kind of all subconsciously gotten to the fact that we know now we can at least just, between you and a homie, though, we can talk frankly.
Oh, yeah.
That's out the window.
It's done.
There's no more through the teeth talking.
No more like,
no more like, you know.
Yeah, let's stand by the car and like, so I'm just going to share this one more time.
I'm going to turn around, just act like you're, because that's done. Like,
yeah.
That's done. Over now.
Because someone is
so
laying
it's no
down
more
in the back seat of their car and they're right next to you and they're getting it. Sure. Okay, I'm going to talk like this. But yeah, the body is buried where I said it was buried 40. Remember 40 years ago when I said the body was buried? And then like a reclined seat comes up and it's just some fucking dude smiling with his fucking whatever version he has. He's got the rabbit handheld. He's got a Lilo Rabbit vibrator and that double handheld. So, hi.
I guess. I mean.
It's crazy. There's a lot of technology.
But then what? All the technology is just to prove things that now don't seem to matter, because every time it doesn't seem that proof seems to be the thing that makes or breaks a case anymore.
I guess the head or the body or something.
No, it just means like,
so when
people
I,
just
yeah,
are
so
like,
I
yeah, I did do
where
it.
Where the
like,
body is, but the head's not there.
So don't worry.
So don't even worry about it. And then when the guy comes up in the recliner, you're just like, it doesn't even matter that you find out where the body was because you can eat the head. And heading where I said it was. Because I don't know which friend of mine was fucking recording me. So nobody knows where the head is. Except my fucking wife. Oh, fuck.
I thought she was on my side.
She's on my side. You see what happens in these divorces. It gets contentious.
It can.
You saw Marriage Story. It gets contentious.
It can, yeah.
So I come down the street to watch Bosch Legacy. I want to see who's reporting for duty. So I come down. It's a night shoot, the way I like it. Raw, unadulterated. None of this fucking day for night or like, oh, maybe we're grabbing a cop. No. There's
night
a guy.
Shoot.
Night shoot. Dead body, maybe alive, coming out the garage, right across the street, going into an ambulance. Maddie and Raina are there. They're talking. I'm like, well, I'm watching. I'm like, I see what's happening. So I cross the street to get on the side of the street that it's happening on. Roll sound. They're in, good to go. I am kind of like, I'm not that close. But some people and some headsets come up. You're going to have to move back. They're going to be shooting down. I was like, okay, all right. I get back. 10 minutes later, I'm kind of on the other side of the street, real close. Hold on. Before, like, sir, you're going to need to, oh, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I watched the show. So it's okay. I live right here, so it's cool. A couple times, and I was like, they're going to ask me to fucking leave here. But I wanted to get, like, it was exciting, and I wanted to be a part of it any way I could.
Even if it meant hiding in Maddie's trailer.
Hiding right in there. Morning.
No, so, but you weren't officially asked to
leave. I wasn't officially asked to leave.
Legally asked to leave.
No, but a couple
anyone
times,
take your ID or anything?
No, but there was definite, there was in the house next to where they were filming, there was, you know, kind of base group.
Is it
people
safe,
wearing like,
suffice to say, there were no other Bosch enthusiasts
no
present.
No other looky-loos. I don't know what they're calling them these days. Enthusiasts. Definitely not. And after the second time.
Hollywood hobbyists.
Yes. Actors. Oh, sorry. I dropped. Oh, it's my Screen Actors Guild card. I dropped it. Oh, yeah. Member since 97. Guess those dues were paid through October.
Let me just have that.
Let me just put this in my back pocket in case we need anything. Yeah. After the second time, I crossed back over the street and there were some people, you know, like in there looking at their monitors, like thinking that they're a part of this. I guess they are, but not really. As far as I'm concerned.
Now, is Welliver on set at all times because he's like...
Because he has to.
He's directing
wants, he
episodes.
He wants everything to be 100% accurate. Roll it again! Yeah, but this guy came out. He's on a stretcher. I don't know if his acting was bad. I couldn't tell if he was dead or alive. I don't know if that's on him or on me. Caught up in the moment. And they're loading him to the back of an ambulance. I come back over across the street after my second warning. I did get some looks from some people.
Okay, so second warning. Sorry.
Second warning on the other side
second,
of the street.
Yeah, second warning. But you did, you remained after the second
went
warning.
Went back to my first spot. Yeah.
But you managed to avoid a third warning. You left before you got your third and final.
Final, like, edict. I think they call it edict.
That is so, I think I'm too, what is the word? I refuse to be caught being so interested in something I'm not invited to.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. It's a pride or something.
Yeah.
I can't, even if it was that. For me,
yes,
I would not be able to bring myself to stand there and say, despite the fact that you were reprimanding me for doing this, I am still going to continue standing here because I am doing what I want to do and getting what I want to get.
Well, my
out of
first
it.
Time,
I would
but
think,
the second time, I was like, oh, I can't be here either. My bad. I thought I had that
the
one.
Same person?
I was on, no, another person, but I was on the other side of the street. Oh, it's bad over here as well? Okay, my bad. I was told it was bad over there. It was
That's
not.
Two guys.
I was told it was bad here.
You got a third
Is
one
it bad if I'm in the ambulance?
Could I be in the
ambulance waiting?
But like,
you don't want someone to come up to you and say, like,
for the third time,
for the hey man, like,
no, but
you're not invited.
You're saying for
me, like, hey man,
you can't be here.
You can't be here because you don't have authorization,
right? Because to me, I shouldn't whatever, yeah. that doesn't
you
feel-
You want VIP status.
No matter where.
So you had it at Stagecoach. You wouldn't have been there without it.
That's probably not a good-
No, you have to be.
That's probably not good.
When you're doing TikToks with the Montana boys, Morgan Wallen's on the stage, that's when you're at your best.
I think I'm too, I thought the first word that came to mind when I thought about it was vain, that I'm too vain.
I thought you were going to say with me was loser. Like, the first thing I think about.
No, that I was like, why don't you do that? And in my head, I was like, that's what I said to myself. Okay. I said, because you're too vain, because I wouldn't be able to.
How could you wouldn't be able to sleep?
Maintain
that night.
My composure, yeah. or like I don't know what that is though. That's so weird because yeah. it was like if I was geeked on it. I mean, obviously my tolerance would increase
the level of geekdom,
but like at what point I would be like, but I might also take a different approach than you.
Okay,
a more aggressive approach of like, how dare you? Like,
oh,
you don't know
them.
Who I am.
Yeah, well, that would be God. That would be great.
Not sort of not who I am, but like
no, but yes.
But don't tell me what to do. Like, I'm fine. Like, yeah. I'm allowed. I'm cool. Like,
I'm cool, even though I'm not literally not authorized to be here. How dare you? Dare you? Do you know who I am?
But you are authorized to be there. It's just on the
yeah, I am.
Street.
It's my fucking street. I'm authorized to be here. This is America. I got some enclaves that would agree with me.
Some Utah. You know.
I got some fucking border people that would agree with me that you can live your life how you see fit, regardless of what, you know?
Yeah.
Like, God can judge me. I screamed that at them. That I was being taken away.
Woke mom.
Yep. Progressive Hollywood. Sheeple. I'm out.
So, well, good for you.
Yeah, great. I got close. And it's going to be even greater when I see it. And I was like, I was right there being told twice.
What if, I mean, listen, the production's ragtag enough. You could have crept into frame a couple of times.
You know that's true.
You're doing like big arcs.
Wearing a t-shirt out there. It's like 40 degrees. You know, it was like 2 weeks ago. It was like fucking freezing cold for like a week. Just standing there. I think we already told this guy.
I think.
But I got ready. I like, you know, I took a shower. I was like, really wanted to be like.
What, in case somebody didn't show up for work?
In case it happened. Want to be camera ready.
Again.
Yeah.
In case it happened again.
Again.
In case lightning struck twice.
Right. Samantha, if I'm not back in 10 minutes.
You know.
Go to Will
call
Cox,
my agent.
Hollywood Station. Call my agent.
Tell him I booked the job.
I booked the job. It's amazing.
Denver, Colorado. Colorado is the only state currently without licensing requirements for funeral industry workers. The bipartisan legislation of multiple bills would align Colorado with the 49 other states that already require education, certification, and licensure of those who work as funeral directors, mortuary scientists, cremationists, and embalmers. You're telling me that you can just be like, yeah, I do that.
That's what I
Fuck,
do.
Yeah, I
I'm
do
a
that.
Cremationist.
I'm a mobile cremationist.
I do it. That's what I do. You're licensed. You went to school for that. No, I live in Colorado.
I'm a Colorado embalmer.
I live in Colorado embalmer. Totally legal.
The Colorado embalmer. Wrestler.
DJ Colorado embalmer. This was because one, you know, they got a funeral home. They show up. There's like 275 bodies just like leaned up like Egyptian pharaohs, like against a wall, like in a warehouse, like wrapped up and.
Just like straight stiff.
Yeah, stiff, like 275 Kill House. Stiff, like last 5 year dead bodies, all with their eyes next to, so they're all looking at each other like,
stop. Colorado removed any requirements in 1983.
Yeah, that was when it's at.
Why would they have done that? What would have compelled them to, what was so
it's
invasive
about
the requirements
regulations.
Prior
this is America.
To
America? We don't need
and in 1983, those were loose as fuck. They were using all types of cancerous.
Like, yeah, smoking cigarettes while like, got them. Yeah, selling body parts.
Couldn't have been that big of a deal.
A lot of them too, is people getting like cremated ashes, but like finding out like later, oh, that was definitely not your husband.
No. That was, yeah.
That was definitely not your husband.
No, that was a, yeah. I know that there's a lot of that. I think.
Oh, I mean, because it's
historically
all, it's,
throughout time.
They could do anything.
Also, I would think that like, once it's
from a,
in that
from a grill,
once that
like a barbecue, though, it's
everything
left over.
In that state. Once it's in that state, that's got a hard. That's a hard thing to keep separated and organized.
Yeah.
And like, what's that versus that? It's all just dusty
like the,
as dust.
The ashes don't make the face of your loved one. It doesn't have like that, you know, like morph together and like an etch a sketch. That would be amazing. If you could take the ashes,
dude, someone's gonna
make a face.
Someone will do
and
that.
Put it in a frame. And
no,
like
someone's just gonna build a liquid like
etch,
you know, like it'll have like
etch a sketch.
It'll have like an outline of the person
doing
and
what
it'll
they
like,
loved. Bungie, you know, he died doing what they loved. He died watching a movie, drinking coffee with his cat in his lap on the couch. Yep, he did, and he loved it. Well, yes, that if that happens, yeah. So I guess. You've got a fucking state that if you know someone that has died, which you do because you've like lived in Colorado, you know that like
whatever you
think's on the mantle
ain't that.
That ain't it. That's
whatever
where
you
4th
think
of
you
July
scattered
barbecue,
into the spring.
Whatever
the spring
you think
river.
Got buried in like it's we planted a tree. He's a tree. No, he ain't. No, he ain't. They use him as like a bookends. It's like human bookends for some creepy morch. I mean, listen, this is a field.
That
I don't say anything disparaging
need,
about this field.
It's,
they don't need to open it up to any more creeps. This is a field that people find their way into it and they are on their own journey.
And still willing to go through
to
the
go to
hoops and do all of it. So
get,
don't
get freaky.
Don't take
don't
that.
Let them get freaky without having to do 4 years of school. I fuck it without school. What? Well, I live here. I couldn't fuck it until I went to school for 4 years. Oh no, we fuck it live. We bring the whole party over. Oh,
boy.
You're in Colorado. You fuck it live. No school.
You stream it.
We stream it. We stream it to Romania. Fuckthecorpse.com. I am
stop,
so rich. Well, Jonathan, you can't. There are some things you have to get some kind of certificate for.
There's a
you
several,
have to do
several,
something.
Several things.
I mean, my girl is in the union.
Oh,
she's every night
bro.
She's taking a different like
oh.
laptop like safety class
of
that
course.
She has. At least before you fuck the corpse, make them watch a 12-hour video that they can just like not pay attention to.
Multiple choice.
Yeah,
test.
Multiple choice. Like, can you fuck the corpse? Yes, no, maybe. Maybe? No. Colorado party. Definitely like filming everything.
It's
like
just in
filming
that's
all
so
of the embalming, filming all of that is being filmed.
Tell me
sites.
There's somebody in Colorado that's going to explain why this is okay.
How is it possible?
It's not possible.
It's not even possible that for 40 fucking years they've been rocking and or rolling and or fucking in Colorado. That seems like something that should require like the most delicate of touch and requirements across the board. We could move to Denver and just open up a mortuary? What the fuck?
Oh yeah, dead.
Oh yeah, dead. He looks amazing. I know.
You know, it's not him, but
it's not him.
It's another guy. I thought he was better looking.
So that guy's better looking
so we gave
than
you,
your dead guy.
So we gave you that guy.
And the ashes of the other guy that
not
you got?
Not him either.
Not him. That's just sand that we found outside the casino. Legal.
I
and I'll take that money, please. And
so,
you can just write that check out to dead. You know what's fucked up? The face of a 75,000-year-old Neanderthal woman. Her name is Shanidar Z. That's what they've given her for a name. Shanidar Z. Great name. Mid-40s, roughly 5 feet tall. She's been recreated by a team of archaeologists from the University of Cambridge.
How old?
They're thinking about 75,000 years old.
No, but how old was she?
Mid-40s.
That's
great.
I thought that seems to be very old.
That's probably, I'm going to show you the picture.
Okay.
That, you know, they always do this as part Neanderthal, as I know from my ancestry.
You're saying they always do this to you?
They always do this to us.
Right.
Make us look real bad. And I don't like that.
What do you
that.
Mean by bad?
Well, if Danny Trejo and Willem Dafoe morphed together
in a car accident.
Into a car accident. In some sort of Cronenberg film, they'd become Shanidar Z. and I don't like what they did to her.
Oh, I don't agree.
It's insane what they do to my people. It's fucked up. It's crass.
I think she's cute.
Okay. Hi, I'm Willem Trejo.
Willem de Trejo.
Have you met my girlfriend, Willem de Trejo? Bro, Willem Dafoe, Danny Trejo, both beautiful men individually, but in the car accident and then as a woman, a rough look.
I think this is a very distinguished looking
Shanadar
Neanderthal middle-aged woman.
They always fuck with us. They do us dirty. Every time they bring an AI model, maybe that's what we need with AI. Better, more accurate representation.
More flattering.
More flattering at the very least. Because you didn't have to do Shanadar like this. I could be an ancestor. Could I not? I have more Neanderthal DNA than most. So is it fair to say that I could be
part Shanadar?
Part Shanadar? Part Willem de Trejo?
Willem de Shanadar.
Willem de Shanadar Trejo Z.
Yeah, I think you are probably.
I think we need AI. You
are more Neanderthal than what? 97% of the population of the world?
Probably most people on Earth.
And that's from your father's side?
I believe that's from Joe's side. I think.
Okay.
I'm going to name my child Shanadar, and I'm going to reclaim what these researchers have done to us.
These models.
Hey, you got all these AI and they create models? Why don't you get to work on that?
Well,
I mean, it's like insane for me, because when you're looking at a family tree, an album, if you will. You're going back through history.
But then it only takes 75,000 years to go
like
from
if
looking.
Henry Louis Gates, if I was on Finding Your Roots, and when he does the big reveal at the end, and he was like, I'm about to show you your great, 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 said it 1,000 times, grandmother, Shanadar Z, and flipped that over and put that in my face, I'd be fucking pissed.
I don't know, Seth. I think you might be surprised. This might be exactly what you're Great.
Shanadar.
Shanadar look like. What I think is so incredible is that it only takes 75,000 years to go from looking like that to this.
To this.
It's amazing. It's insane. It's wild.
To go from that to Willem to Danny to Seth. It's crazy.
In the early 2000s, Gloria Mark noticed that she was having trouble paying attention to any single screen. Anecdotally, she knew others that were feeling the same way. As a psychologist and scientist, she decided to test it. Are computers having an impact on our attention span? Over 2 decades of research, the answer has been an overwhelming yes. The digital age is affecting our ability to stay focused. Mark, a chancellor's professor emerita at the University of California, Irvine, and the author of Attention Span, first began studying attention spans in 2003. She found that people spent an average of 2.5 minutes on any computer screen before switching. In 2012, she repeated the study and saw that that number had shrunk to 75 seconds. When she studied it between 2016 and 2020, the average attention span was 47 seconds. But I don't understand. That means to look to a second screen or to look away from the screen?
I think maybe to go to something else.
But I mean, that's the assumption that we have at least two screens around us at all times that are...
Or just...
Because I understand like people talking about second screen... Watching. It's a big deal.
Oh, like you're talking about like maybe you're on your phone, but also the TV you're watching.
That's a
TV.
Big deal right now.
I was thinking it more like television. You're sitting, I mean, at my desktop because that's my reference point, and I can only watch a video or read something for that long before I go to the next thing.
Okay, but I thought that had more to do with the rapid fire style of content that we're being fed,
allowed to
our ability to extract what it is that is,
what's the nectar?
Yes. Quicker than the video or whatever provides.
Okay.
Like I watch something and I get what I need out of it in about the first 15 seconds. I didn't watch it to actually see what Travis Scott wore to blah. I only watch, you know what I mean? Like I've looked at it for.
Then that would be.
So I've moved on. So, yeah. But that's.
Well, then you could, a better one would be it is put people in front of videos that they do not know what they're about or what's going to happen and see how long they'll, you know, you always look, this is 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Like, what's the chance I can, you know, if you saw something was 47 seconds right off the rip, you're going to like maybe stay with it. Because once you get to 30, you're like, if it was 2 minutes, you'd stop. They should show people things without time limits. I guess that would just be video. Fuck. I don't. Could that be reading something? You're reading an article and you only wanted like, I guess, yeah, that was because you just, what's the headline?
What do you mean? Yeah, I mean,
Well,
I think for me, though, I can't think that my attention span is worse than when I was younger. And I would think that I would be as affected by this as the next person, right? I mean, like, I would be as susceptible to this as anyone.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with, like, pre-internet people versus, you know, like, Gen X don't feel this, don't act this way.
None of them.
You think we could have a more, our attention span be more intact?
I think it's possible. Maybe the older the person, the longer the attention span.
You mean just because they've honed a better ability to keep maintain it?
Because they've had less time of getting it, of having it fucked up. They had a longer period of.
So thus more intact, not having been just like obliterated like by the world.
A 77-year-old as opposed to a 13-year-old. You know, they might just, their brain might just be more accustomed or not as adverse to, okay, I'm sitting and.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously there has to be the opposite of that, which is that somehow that the pace at which modern society puts that stuff out at us, that if you're somehow too regimented in that, that you become completely like, you know, deer in the headlights, like. You're just frozen, anxiety ridden, like you can't compute anything.
You mean an old ass person?
I mean, obviously, yeah, that's happening. I mean,
you said taking their license away at 75. Right. So, like, yeah.
I mean, so but I think when I think about my own attention span, I wonder if that hasn't. I feel like some of the stuff that my endless journeying on the internet has satiated some of that. Attention that scattered like fragmented attention of where I'm just like there's so many things I'm interested in that I'm like jumping around that I've actually I have killed some of that in answering some of the things that I didn't used to be able to answer for myself. I mean,
okay,
like all the years that I fantasized about knowing about stuff that then I started getting access to learning about on my own as opposed to actually, you know, thinking about what that might be like.
But I don't know. Do you keep a bunch of things if you didn't have it in front of you and you weren't going on this fractal journey? I don't know what would be in your head of like, we might think we're more in the driver's seat than we are when we're scrolling because
You're never allowing yourself to actually be. It's never, like you're never fight. It's not a fight.
What makes it so hard to stop is that you're always getting something that you like.
So it's refilling that.
You think like, oh, I actually it remind you, I wanted to know this or was thinking of this, but it never would have been in your head if you weren't surfing that wave.
But is that not just another form of learning? For lack of a, you know, is that not, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I'm.
Oh shit. I did want to know that.
Or that I eventually, you know, that I'm filling in the blanks kind of slowly, but surely, but that not in a.
Slowly.
You think, I would just think maybe less, well, I mean, slowly for me, but that's because I think I have deficits, but I would think that I've just done it in a list. If I did it from 1 to 0, I mean, from 1 to 100, it would have been.
You might, 31 might have been like, oh, I did want to know that. And the 67th thing, I don't think, you got to go through so much shit to get the blackjack.
Yeah, I just guess that I thought that maybe I had. I've been able to cover more ground in things that I'm interested in the last few years than I ever have in my life. Like, no, like music tech stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Computer stuff, problem solving stuff with that. And I would assume that that's because there is more information available to me of solving those problems. Not that I'm necessarily... Or maybe I am. I don't know. I'm better at it, I guess. I must be better at researching. I have to be because I do it all the time and I refine my game to get the results I need. But like, I don't know. Like, I must still be pretty absent-minded or whatever that is. My attention span is still, I would think, pretty short. But I don't.
Yeah. If you did 35 minutes on a session like that, I don't know.
That doesn't count as trying to read for 35 minutes. You mean it's not the same type of what doesn't require the same type of actual like discipline.
However,
I would say that you're absolutely correct. Yeah. That's true.
Even if seven things pop up,
but that doesn't mean that there's still not a ton of information to be learned and extracted that way.
Of course.
But yes, that it requires a different skill. And that skill is like a staying power that if you don't exercise it, then probably not. I would think that maybe as a guitar student, I definitely have far better attention.
I'm sure
I'm much more patient. I can sit longer and struggle longer than I ever could as a teenager. But that's maybe just like, again, that could be like vanity. You know what I mean? That might come back to like just being embarrassed. So I'm not going to do it. But now it's just like, well, now I'm now embarrassed. Yeah. So I'll just keep grinding it out.
Wallpaper TikTok would be much more specific than like a For You page of just like Met Gala pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's, I don't mean research on social media. I only mean non-social media, but that's still a rapid fire. I mean, I'm still, you know, I'm still scrolling. Everything's still a scroll, you know? Yeah. It's not just one subject. There's definitely still a feed of things that I find that I go through. So it's obvious I'm still giving myself that like...
You gotta lock in though. You can't just be like, okay, so you wet the wallpaper. Ooh, new sneakers, new drop.
And then you're
screwed. Then you're fucked.
What do you do about the bubbles? Yeah. You don't know about the bubbles. What about air bubbles?
But you're in Kyoto next week trying to get a sneaker drop. But wait a minute. I promise my girl... Wallpaper's back. Wallpaper is mother. Wait a minute. I thought
you said, so what else? I'm just trying to see what I haven't done this. Time moves a bit faster on the moon than on the Earth because the moon's mass is actually smaller than that of the Earth and its gravity is thus weaker.
They say so.
So that means that the moon is going to get its own new time zone. NASA has been asked to establish a unified standard time for the moon and other celestial bodies by the end of 2026. That request came from the White House, specifically the Office of Science and Technology Policy.
It's time.
Quote, the same clock that we have on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon, said Kevin Coggins, NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Chief, in an interview with Reuters. The Earth-Moon time difference is about 58.7 microseconds per Earth day. A microsecond is 1/1000th of a second.
Okay.
Microseconds are often used as a measurement in electronics, computing, and also telecommunication applications. Now, on Earth, Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC, is the standard that we have used to set all time zones around the world. Eastern time is 4 hours behind UTC. Now, the new lunar time zone will be known as Coordinated Lunar Time, otherwise LTC.
Oh, I thought you were... Okay. LTC, not CLT.
Well, same with Universal. Coordinated Universal Time is UTC. Yeah. So they like
CLT
to mess it up.
You don't want... Because then it would just be trouble.
You don't want what?
You didn't want it to be CLT.
Or CUT for Coordinated Universal Time, I guess.
Maybe that opened for like some pranksters. CNT and CLT?
So it's...
Or CUT.
CUT. So it's not yet been determined that the if the moon will have one or multiple time zones.
Does the moon even want?
As the moon is not weighed in as of yet. Or what about, will the moon have daylight savings time? Will the moon observe daylight savings time? Well, why? Arizona doesn't, does it?
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
So the moon don't have to either.
What about the dark side of the moon?
Will they celebrate Martin Luther King Day on the moon?
Yes.
Absolutely, but.
The 4th of July? Yeah, because we put that flag there.
So that's ours.
That's ours.
Oh, it's ours. You're right. So 4th of July.
So the moon does celebrate
MLK
the 4th
Day, 4th of July.
4th of July.
Labor Day.
Your birthday.
Union. What? Labor Day. Veterans
Day.
Totally.
Christmas. Duh.
Duh. I'll be Can you imagine the fucking NORAD? Tree that they're going to fucking drop on that bad boy every year? That like epic Christmas tree, the star.
Oh my God. It's going to be beautiful.
Star.
NORAD watching Santa go to the moon. What time is it on the moon?
So it's what is the difference?
I'm not sure.
58.7 microseconds per Earth day.
Seems like a small amount.
What also seems like it can't have, if it in itself is like that, time moves differently. But if we have different time zones, then it should have different time zones because it's rotating the same way that we are. It can't just have one time zone.
It has to have, we have four? Is that what we have? So it needs four.
Like it rotates around, it orbits around us the way we orbit around the sun. So we have time zones on our spherical thing. It should have time zones. I wonder what the difference, but the time zone difference is based on the circumference of our planet, right? So it actually, to get around the moon, it might only take like the time zones could be like 30 minutes or something. Cause if you were to do it evenly to get around, not make it up as you go around, but it's based on the distance, right? So it could be like, yeah, they're time zones, but they're actually only broken up into like 20 minute increments because it's not nearly the size of Earth.
Have we been around the moon in that way? Has someone run around the moon like as a fundraiser?
We've only done it with satellites.
Okay. But no one's actually. Because people have run from Boston to LA.
Yes, but not on the moon.
Not on the moon yet.
No.
Okay.
It would have to have its own time zone and its own time zones, I guess.
Okay.
I don't see how it stays, no matter where it is, that it would stay equal to it because it would be technically a different time on one side of the planet than it would be on the other. That's why we do it the way we do it here. Because there's one side facing the sun and one side not. So that means it's a different time there than a different time there.
That's why we do it. But why do we do the daylight saving?
Because of the farmers.
Because of the farmers.
Yeah, for like harvest moons and shit.
For Neil Young?
For Crazy Horse.
I see.
We do. We observe daylight savings because of Crazy Horse.
But we own the moon.
America.
I mean America.
Yeah, not Earth. We. U.S.
No, yeah, not Earthlings plant.
No, it's United.
They planted that flag.
It's a lunar state of America.
It's like finders keepers. So we.
It's how we've done it. Everybody's done it that way. Finders keepers, pretty much. Even if you're not actually technically finder,
looking for something to kill up there.
Even if what you found is a whole nother people.
Oh, that's what I mean. They were looking to see if anything moved. Like kill it. They were like, don't kill anything that moves because we want to study it. But
no, it's like it's ours.
Yeah, I got here. My big moon boots. No!
So,
yeah. It's exciting times.
Yeah.
I'm glad the White House has did this mandate. It's time.
There's a reason they've done this. I guarantee you. There's something.
Yeah. It's because the elites are going off planet and they want to know what fucking time it is. What time's the movie start?
What
off
time,
planet.
Yeah. How are we going to know what time fucking.
What do we know?
But my Housewives is on. You know, if
my
it's not
streamers.
The same.
Now, my streamers, because you got to gauge which streamer gives you, like Netflix, you got to wait till fucking midnight. You got to wait till the actual day. But you
for
know,
for drops?
Yeah. So if something comes out on Friday, I can't watch.
Is there someone that has,
my Apple, I can
whose drop game do you respect the most?
It's probably, I know it with my Apple, I can get in early. Like, and sometimes earlier than 9, like, you know, whatever, they're going off some crazy nuclear time. It could be like 6 or 7. Well, my moon time. If I'm all for this, if my moon time
is ahead of
gives
my
me
Eastern
a,
SNL
it gives
feed.
Me, yeah, it, at the very least.
I can watch SNL at 7
my, if I can
eight,
watch, I watch
PM.
It at 8:30 on Saturday nights here. Could I watch it at 8:15? I'm all about that moon time. You know, it was amazing. When I was a kid, we used to have to wait till 8:30 to watch that bad episode. But now, ever since we got that mandate from Sleepy Joe, I get it at 8:11.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesus.
Thank you, Sleepy Jesus.
Sleepy Jesus. My name's Jonathan Larroquette. This is Seth Romitelli.
Hello. This is 10:22.
Hey, listen, guys, everybody, gals, everyone, every single person listening to the show right now. We are we've been doing this since February of 2006. This is episode 1022. There's a ton of episodes that are available. That aren't available on our regular feed. If you'd like to go to our Patreon page and support us and pledge to us, you can get access to those there. This is a video podcast that is available on Spotify and is available as audio on other platforms that don't support video. But please, if you'd like to watch it, go to Spotify and do that. And come back, tell a friend. We have a toll-free voicemail. That's 888-842-2357. You can find me on Instagram at Jonathan Larroquette. Twitter. Excuse me, X. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, 888-842-2357. It's a toll-free voicemail. If you anything you're thinking about, you can leave a message there.
Yeah, and thank you. And, yeah,
everyone that's supported us on I would say a journey, because it's February of 2006 to May of 2024 is begins with one step, and that's what it did. You have to take the first step, and then you put the next step one foot in front of the other, and look at us now.
I think it is quite the accomplishment.
You're gonna be 47 pretty soon.
I think it's...
You're 28 years old when you started this thing.
Yeah, it's...
Is that possible? Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. It's barely possible. But I think,
Wasn't that a testament to your fortitude, to your commitment, to your love, to your respect for inventing podcasting? Your love of your friend, Seth, but also...
I mean, I was going to say, it's a testament to both of us.
Isn't it more that having respect for an art form you created and feeling an obligation to sustain the life that you gave it?
I would say that it's probably
the idea that you can start a podcast now and not have to check in with you is fucking outrageous.
Well,
I'm talking to you, the This Is Us rewatch podcast. Your show just ended 2 years ago. How can you do a rewatch podcast now? But whatever, everyone's to get your show. I think that
the nostalgia cycle is so short.
You should all be texting. That's Chris Sullivan, Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown. A simple check-in with Jonathan would not be out of the question.
If you fly into LAX and you're not.
If you fly into town or drive into town and not check in first, it's disrespectful.
He's right.
And I'm not
technically
saying,
he's right. I mean, by as far as
things
as far
can't
as the,
happen,
the game goes. He's right.
Just
I'm not
before they launch,
send me the pilot.
You know,
I think we've obviously shipped. We've shifted things around over here, and the reason we've done that is in order to ensure and offset future obstacles that we're running into with the show and in order to sustain it and also not to hammer the listener over and over again as our sole source, because that model has worked up until now but is no longer working. So that being said, I don't care to discuss it much further than that in this format. I'm much more interested in doing the shows with Seth. But obviously, like I said, the show is available as a video podcast, and that is a feature that I think is key for me moving forward. We just get to put up the video, and if you guys want to listen to it only, you can listen to it. But as far as we're concerned, we make one show, it goes up, and then everything will stem from that. So anyway, come back 10:23.
Oh, tell a friend.
Tell a fucking friend. Go to our Patreon and hit us up if you have any hot takes.
Thank you for. How can we say thank you for all of this, allowing us to be able to do this show for this long? And I hope you and I get to continue doing the show. There's a lot of things we have to keep discussing. There's a lot of things that we've brought up. There's a lot of new things that we're going to talk about. I have a lot of questions about where we're at here.
I understand.
Collectively.
I understand that.
The nation. I've
got some myself.
I got some concerns. I have that there's some things I'm excited about. Actually, a lot of things I'm excited about as we move into they're telling me is going to be a hot podcast summer. But
hottest summer.
Hot Fahrenheit.
Hottest period. Hot Fahrenheit. Just hot summer. On all fronts. Like a melting.
Come back for 10:23. Right?
Seatbelts.